You're listening to the audio production of How to Lead When You're Not in Charge, Audio Bible Studies, by Clay Scroggins, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, How to Lead When You're Not in Charge includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
I guess I have always wanted to be a leader, and I would imagine that you're watching this because there's something in you that wants that as well. For me, it probably began as far back as I can remember. I remember being in elementary school and being on the safety patrol. Do you remember that moment of childhood? It was epic for me because I got to wear that bright sash, and just with one motion of my hand, I could stop tons of steel from running over innocent little children. Or I remember in high school running for class president. For some reason, I had this weird idea to mix up campaign slogans with popular hip-hop songs. And so my big movement of the campaign, my big cry for the campaign was, back that thing up and vote for Clay Scroggins. As embarrassing as it is, it actually worked. But it for me, it just highlights something in me that has wanted to be a leader ever since I was young. In this session, this first session of How to Lead When You're Not in Charge, I want to talk about what I refer to as the oddity of leadership. There's something very odd about leadership that I have noticed in myself, that I have noticed as I look back over my life, and I would imagine that you have recognized it as well. We, as humans, naturally make a connection between who is in charge and who is leading. We just believe that whoever is in the position of authority also is the leader. That leadership and authority go hand in hand, that they're two peas in a pod, that they're like peanut butter and jelly, that they just fit together perfectly. Why is that? Well, mostly because of what we see as kids, right? I mean, when you were a student in school, who was in charge of the class? The teacher. And therefore, the teacher was also the leader. You get on the bus, and who's leading the bus? Well, the bus driver, who is also in the position of authority. Your coach, the principal of the school, your parents. It goes on and on and on that we just grow up believing this odd thing about leadership, that you have to be in charge in order to lead, that you have to have authority before you can ever actually lead anything. Now, I deeply believe that is a myth of leadership, that is not necessarily true. But unfortunately, in my own life, in my own story, it has taken a lot of work, it has taken a lot of undoing for me to move past the idea that authority alone is what creates leadership. For me, the moment where I learned this most vividly, maybe learned this in the most difficult way, was early on in my working career. I work in church ministry. I work at a church. I'm a pastor. And I got my start working as a student pastor. I worked with high school students. And I had hopes. I had dreams. I had things that I wanted to change about our church. But I just thought, well, I can't do it until I have more authority. And then I got a promotion. I got moved into a position where I became a pastor over a location. But I still had multiple bosses. I still had many people, plenty of people that were telling me what to do. And so though I had more authority, I still didn't have all of the authority that I thought I needed in order to lead like I knew I wanted. That became very real to me one particular day when I was sitting in the office of the person that leads our entire organization. I have the privilege of working for a guy named Andy Stanley, and Andy is a fantastic communicator and has spoken to loads of people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?